Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, Already in Progress.
I said, do you want those girls to be well? He said, of course I do. He said, they struggle and can't breathe and they're having all kinds of trouble. I said, it's going to get worse until they die. He said, so what do I need to do? I said, you need to repent right here before God and tell God how sorry you are that you have not been getting along with your wife, because God told you to love your wife like Christ loved the church. Is that what he said? Is that how a man's supposed to love his wife? Yes, love her like Christ loved the church. So I said, you repent, tell God you're sorry that you hadn't been getting along with your wife, and that you will do everything in your power to love that woman just like you did when you first married her. I said, if you will do that, I guarantee God will heal. I said, if you and your wife will start getting along and start loving each other, you'll see very quickly that those children get well. I've seen this, ladies and gentlemen, at least 1,000 times in my life. I've seen it. Oh, yeah. Cheryl says, tell you all about Australia. Here a while back, we were on the Sid Ross show, and it showed in Australia. It showed all over the world. We have had phone calls from everywhere. But there was a man, 45 years old, from Australia, he wrote us email. He said, when I was 7 years old, I was totally healthy. But at seven, I came down with eczema all over my body. And he said, I've been to the finest doctors in the world in the last 35 years. He said, I'm now 45 years old, and there ain't nobody can heal this disease. Nobody. He said, I have suffered with this all these years since I was seven. He said, until I was seven, I was healthy. I told him, I said, sir, you came up under a curse when you were seven because somebody committed sin, mother, daddy, but somebody, because the curse causes cannot come to rest. So I said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to take Jeremiah 33:3, which is where the Lord says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not. So I said, take Jeremiah 33:3, call on the Lord and tell him you need to know what caused this sickness to come upon you. And I said, he'll tell you. He said, well, how long do I have to pray it? I said, until he answers. But he, no telling. Only God knows how quick he's going to answer. Sometimes God answers quickly. Sometimes he answers today, tomorrow, the next day. But I said, if you stay with it, he will answer you. The next day, we got another email from him. He said, Thurman, I've never seen anything like it. He said, I went and read that Jeremiah 33:3, and it does say, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not. He said, I have never heard the audible voice of God until today. But he said, when I asked the Lord, Lord, what caused this sickness to come upon me when I was seven? He said, as soon as I told him, I said, and when you ask him, always ask him with thanksgiving. Don't ever ask God for nothing without thanking him for it. I said, Scripture says that, right? Do all things in prayer with thanksgiving. So do you think he means that? Yes, he does. He loves for us to thank him and praise him. So I told him, I said, yes. So anyway, he said, I asked the Lord what caused my problem. And he said, the Lord answered me immediately. He said, the reason this sickness came upon you is because your daddy committed adultery with a woman next door when you were 7 years of age. That's why it came upon you. He said, Lord, there's three of us kids at home. How come it come up on me and not one of the other ones? He said, because you were your daddy's favorite. And it's hurt daddy worse for you to have it than anyone else. So he said, I thought, wow. So I picked up the phone and called my mother. My daddy's already deceased. So I said, Mother, did daddy commit adultery with a woman when I was 7 years of age? He's 45 now. She said, son, nobody knows that. Nobody knows that. You know, when nobody knows, who do we think God is, huh? And he has a good memory, brother. You know that? Unfortunately for you and me, it's way too good. You know, we can laugh about me and him, but we can laugh about all of us. Because I'm telling you, there's not one single thing any of us have done, any thought we've ever thought or anything else that he doesn't know what we thought. If we did it or didn't do it, you can't hide nothing from God. So when he remembers 45 years, 35 years ago or whatever it was, 38 years ago, what this man's dad did, it's no problem. So I told him, I said, now then that you know what it is, you can repent of those sins. You can break the curse over your dad. The curse is over you. I said, now you can claim the redemption from the curse, break the curse. Then you can kick the devil out and you can command him to leave. And I said, you can get well. Just stay with it and you can get well. I think, wow, I haven't told this little girl's story in a while, but today I'm going to tell it. You see this beautiful little girl that was singing up there with her a while ago? Janessa. How old are you now, honey?
11.
She's 11. You see how nice she got around and beautiful she moves. And does it look like there's ever anything wrong with her? Would you believe that when she was a little bitty tiny girl, about 6 months old, she was told, or her parents were told by a doctor, that she would never walk? She had a disease that could not be cured, that she would never walk. And so her real mother and dad took her to CPS and says, we do not want this child. They're going to give her away. But they don't know God. Don't know God. So they don't want a child. The child's going to be handicapped. We don't want her. Give her to somebody else. So the people called Kim and Scott. Said, we knew y'all were looking for a little girl. Would y'all like to have this little girl? Yes, we'd love to have her. So they just go running right down there and pick up this little beautiful little thing about this big that ain't going to never be able to walk. And they bring her to us. And we all get together and we claim the redemption from the curse. We're redeemed because this mother and daddy's walking in obedience to God's word. They're not under a curse. They are redeemed from the curse and they know the scripture. And so we know the scripture. So we all got together and we prayed. We broke the curse. We kicked out the devils and thanked the Lord for his complete healing of this little girl and praised him and worshiped him that he's going to heal her and make her totally, completely normal and well. And within just 2 or 3 months, she's crawling. Then she's standing up walking, then she's running, and today she's 11 years old and ain't nothing wrong with her.
Amen.
And they got their little girl, and the little girl got a godly mother and daddy, which she won't never be sorry of that as long as she lives. She will never be sorry she has a godly mama and daddy. Every child should have the problem of having a godly mother and father, but so many of the ones that are living even in the church today are not godly. And then we wonder why we have so much sickness, why we have so much problem. When we have people that come here and we show you from Scripture, just like I've showed you today, from Scripture, how God afflicted a man. Now then, the curse over the family, you know, if you read that, if you continue to read, you'll find out that David's children, which he had 8 wives. Now, to get along in a house with one woman takes some work. Because she's got her ways and I got my ways. But if I had to get along with 7 more, like Cheryl, I don't know what I would do. But that's the situation King David had. I'm just saying that because all of you in here realize how much problem you have with just the one you got, right? Have you ever had trouble with the one you're married to? Oh, yeah. I don't care who you are. There's times that the male and the female just don't go down the same path together. So when you take 7 or 8, 6 or 8 of them and put them together, but just think, because of whose sin? David's sin. His wives didn't do this, but they suffered the consequences. They suffered the consequences of what David committed. David committed adultery and murder, and by doing this, he put himself and his entire family, and the Lord says, and the sword will never leave your house. And of course, as you read on down through there, you'll find out where David's children, they cursed each other, they fought each other, they raped each other, they murdered each other. I mean, every kind of sin and death and destruction you can imagine happened in David's house. Did it not? And he says, that curse will never leave your house, David, because of your sin. Let me tell you, I don't think there's any woman or man in the world worth that. Do you? So why in God's name, just like we always, you know, we, Cheryl and I eat out a lot, and we see a lot of young ladies that working in restaurants that their husband has left them. I mean, we see this all the time. It's so sad. And some of them had 2, 3, 4, 5 kids. And some of them want some of the kids and some of them don't. Some of them don't want the kids. You can take the kids, I don't want them. You know what it does for a child when a child is listening and the daddy says, I don't want Kathy. I don't want her. You can have her. I don't want her. You know what that does to a child? That happened to one of my little daughters. I called all these girls that work for me my daughters. But when I found Kathy, Kathy was living in her car with a little tiny baby girl, and nobody wanted her. Nobody. I told her, I'll take you. I'll lead you to Jesus. I'll tell you about Jesus. I'll give you a job. I'll give you a place to live. You can come to my house. I'll take care of you. And today, Kathy is 39 years old. Her daughter is off at college. She's a beautiful girl. She's memorized over 3,500 scriptures. What can you do if you know Jesus? What can you do?
Anything.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.